For the year through the end of March, the value of permit-authorized construction in Park City is over $302,000, or triple the amount for the same time last year. At the same time, the number of inspections decreased from about $5,000 last year to about $4,000 for the same time this year. Park City's chief building inspector, Chad Root, said that's because the inspectors are working on bigger projects.
Before, during the recession, we saw a lot of small projects. And small projects actually cost a little bit more because there's a lot more small inspections that are taking place to the city, a lot more window time going from project to project. It may be a small hot water heater, bathroom remodel, versus what we're seeing now is less inspections, which doesn't mean that we're slow. It just means that we don't have the smaller projects. We have a lot more larger projects that are taking a lot more time.
The traffic in single-family homes will also be picking up.
There's actually two. I think we have seven or eight more in the hopper that are going through plan review right now. From what I've heard, up in the North Silver Lake area, most of those units have sold. The single-family homes have already pre-sold, so they're trying to get going on those. We don't even have those plans in our hopper yet.
You said remodels are on a larger scale.
As far as, hey, it's not just a bathroom remodel, it's maybe the entire floor of a unit, or they are completely gutting out a single family and remodeling the whole house, basically, from top to bottom. Everything's out. It's down to insulation and the studs.
Root said he's hearing that contractors are booked solid for the summer. In his department, they're looking to hire a new plan checker. Root advised locals to get their building applications in sooner rather than later.
Our average turnaround time is 10 days, but we're right about 4 weeks. We are doing third-party reviews on the plans, and we've moved staff around, and staff has been great in trying to get what we can back out to the public as far as on the plan reviews.
Yeah, so these third-party plan reviewers, I mean, do they know what they're doing?
Yeah, there's I think five or six individuals that we have gone through, looked at their credentials. We know the work that they're doing here in the Valley and out of state as well, that somebody could elect if they wanted to speed their project up, they could go out and do a third-party plan review.
Concerning some individual projects, Root said the Main Street Mall is starting to address the work on its western side.
And we had a neighborhood outreach for the Park Ave neighbors. And that went fairly well as far as on the outreach. There will be construction taking place on the Park Ave side, but it was always planned. And it's just limited to what needs to take place on the Park Ave side. We're not moving with the construction mitigation plan compromise, moving that around. We didn't move anything from the Main Street side, such as loading, load in, load out, delivery storage, to the Park Ave side. This is just kind of what was planned all along for what needs to be done on the Park Ave side, which is some concrete work, landscaping, excavation.
They're looking at an application for the lot across Sweet Alley from the Transit Center.
In that little walkway there, it's some of it's city right-of-way, but they want to come out with like a dining deck theme, kind of put out some tables out there for dining, because the thought is it's going to be a restaurant.
And the revamp of the Park City Library is scheduled to start this summer.
They're going to try to have the theater ready for Sundance, and so there's a big push on moving that forward. And it looks like there might be another book brigade over to the Pioneer, the Miners Building.
Park City Chief Building Official Chad Root. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.